نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله أي المسلمين أفضل؟ قال: من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة ما يتبين فيها يزل بها إلى النار أبعد مما بين المشرق والمغرب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected friends and elders, at the starting of the majlis, at the starting of the program, Mullah Abdul Hamid Jinnah Sahib said that we're sitting here for 2 hours, and the 2 hours that we are sitting here, think of it as an operation for your heart. After listening to all the advice, you think to yourself that 2 hours is not enough. The heart is so dirty and filthy, maybe it'll take a couple of days before something can even, we can see part of the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, whatever advice was given, that Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to put it into practice, make it a reality in our life, put it into practice, and make it a means of changing our lives. Whatever is the fikr and concern of a person, and that is what, whatever worry a person has in their life, and that is what a person will constantly talk about. And that is what a person will constantly worry about and try to find a solution for it. Because this thing is constantly worrying them. I need to find a solution for it. I need to find a way out of this. So similarly was the habit of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had the constant worry. The worry and concern was constantly how we are going to be successful in Akhirat. How we are going to be successful in Akhirat. That when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become successful. So similarly, once Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was on a journey with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, teach me such an action that will cause me to enter into Jannah and protect me from Jahannam. So what he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me such an action that will grant me entrance into Jannah and protect me from Jahannam. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, Mu'adh, this is something very, very profound. This is a very great matter you asked. But nevertheless, upon whom soever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy, it will become easy. So should I not tell you about it? What is the matter? What is those amal? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, O Mu'adh, the first thing is that we should bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any matter, whether it's the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, where our rizq and sustenance is coming, who's giving us protection, who's seeing to our needs, all must be ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu is that read your salah. That it becomes salah must become part and parcel of your life. The third thing that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu is that give your zakat. Pay your zakat. The fourth thing that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu is that in the time of the month of Ramadan, then you fast in the month of Ramadan. And the first thing that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, that when it's time for you to go for Hajj, when you have the means, then perform Hajj. Now this is something that we learned from the time we maktab, the five pillars of Islam. Iman, Salah, Zakat, Sawm, Hajj. Now the first thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him, that this is the first thing that you need to bring in your life. But now because the worry and concern, as Maulana mentioned before, Mawla Bashir Sahib mentioned, is the talab that we sit with, that is the answer that we're going to get. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop there. He said, O Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, shall I not tell you the doors of good? The doors of good. So Nabi Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah, please do tell me. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a shield. Fasting is a shield. It's a shield from sins, and it's a shield against the fire of Jahannam. So bring fasting in our life. And we can see from the habit of our Hazrat how he used to keep his fast, and how punctual is when he's in Nawafil fasting and Sunnah fasting. The second thing the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give charity. Give charity. Charity extinguishes sins just like water extinguishes the fire. A little bit of sadaqah that we can give every day, whatever we can give, then give in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the midnight salah, bring the habit of the midnight salah, tahajjud salah in your life. And the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, recited the ayat of the Quran, tatajafa junubuhum, anil madaji'i yad'una rabbahum khawfa wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Explaining the qualities of those who read tahajjud salah, that they separate their sides from their bed. And then they stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in hope and in fear, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting their knees in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they spend from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, oh Ma'ats, we are not telling you what is the beginning of all this, what is the support of all this, and what is the pinnacle, what is the highest point of all this. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu tells, oh Nabi of Allah, please do tell me. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the beginning of this is Islam. That bring deen in your life. Bring deen in your life. Bring your life in the commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the second thing? What is the support of this? And what is the columns of this? All this? He says it's salah. Bring salah in your life. That you must become punctual on our salah. How we read our salah. What the qualities of our salah. What manner we reading our salah. And the third thing, what is the pinnacle of all this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jihad fi sabilillah. Jihad fi sabilillah. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Mu'adh, should I not tell you the thing that will bring all this under your control will protect all this? So Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu said, oh Nabi of Allah, please do tell me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of his tongue and he said, guard this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of his tongue and he said, guard this. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was surprised. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, even what we are going to speak, our utterances, even that we are going to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we think about, everything is going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal got surprised. Oh, Nabi of Allah, even that. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his intense love for Mu'adh ibn Jabal, a famous statement that is made in Arabic, he say, may your mother rue you the day you were born. Oh Mu'adh, you're asking such a question, I thought you knew it already. He said, Mu'adh, oh Mu'adh, don't you know something to this effect? Oh Mu'adh, don't you know that many people will be thrown on their faces into Jahannam because of the actions of the tongue, of the utterance of the tongue. How many of us today, dear friends, it's become common? Our Hazrat always says PPC Jamaat, Pavement Panchayat Committee. That we stand outside the masjid and we'll talk everything else and complain how long the imam stood in the masjid, took in the masjid. How many of us take to consideration of what we say, how we say it, when we say it, the words that we use? This is like a person has built a business, he's asking somebody that I want to build a successful business. How do I go about building this successful business? So the person will give him the advice on how to build a successful business. He says the building of the business is easy. The sustaining of the business is difficult. How will you sustain that business? Where you buy your stock, how you buy your stock, how you spend that money that you made a profit on. Similarly, you worked hard to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we protect that reward that we are going to gain inshallah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the bayan that Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Damat Barakatum gave you also in one of the jalsas, he says there's two ways of protecting our deen and our a'mal. Alhamdulillah, we're very, very fortunate. Mawla Bashir Sahib mentioned to one, he says, protection of the eyes. He says, like a poison enters the body and slowly, slowly it kills everything. Then we find why we can't make a'mal. But we didn't realize that we didn't protect our eyes. And the second thing, he said, the protection of the tongue. Then how we use our tongue. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person just thinks of something. No sooner he thinks of it in his brain, the brain automatically gives the command to the tongue. The throat comes into action. The tongue comes into action. He's able, split second, within the blink of an eye, what he thinks he'll be able to say. A person says a few words, he brings iman. A person says one word. Nabi Hazrat always mentions the hadith of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam met Ibrahim alayhi salam on his mi'raj. And Ibrahim alayhi salam told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first and foremost, give salam to your ummah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how fortunate we are that we get the salam of a Nabi sent to us by a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And how many pious people have given us this hadith? And we should reply by saying, Wa alayka wa alaykum as-salam. The Jannat is a fertile land. Jannat is a fertile land. It's a fertile, barren land. And every subhanallah that you will say, builds you a tree in Jannat. Every subhanallah you say, will build you a tree in Jannat. And how lush you want your Jannat to be, that is the amount of times you need to say subhanallah. So imagine a person gets the joy of saying, taking the name of Allah, listening to the name of Allah from your own tongue. Imagine a person gets the joy of reciting Quran Sharif. The most beloved voice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reciting of the Quran, Anbiya alayhi salam reciting Quran Sharif. And Ummati of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran Sharif. Imagine we sitting, we taking the name of Allah. We hearing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affecting our heart. We giving somebody advice. We telling somebody something. And then we speak, somebody warns us, the tongue. The tongue is such a ni'mat. If somebody sees something, they scream out and they say, they shout out and they say, that be careful of this, be careful of that, watch where you're going, watch where you're walking. You are being warned by something, about something. There's some danger ahead. Imagine something happens, Allah Ta'ala save us. A person cannot speak. So many people, Allah, we don't make the shukr, as we said, you heard earlier, making shukr for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine we are in a difficult condition. We're trying to gather our family together. We're trying to warn somebody, but we cannot say the words. So it is, one hand is a great ni'mat. Every letter of the Quran Sharif that we recite, we get 10 rewards. How much reward that we will get for taking the name of Allah, reciting the Quran. But on the other hand, if the tongue is used incorrectly, if the tongue is not used in the correct manner, what is the harm of it? Generally, when a person, every morning, this, the tongue is such a thing, that every morning when the son of Adam alayhi salam, in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ آدَمَ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانَ فَتَقُولُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ فَإِنْ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ أَعْوَجَجْتَ أَعْوَجَجْنَا. That the tongue is such a thing, it causes such harm. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi mentions about the tongue, جِسْمُهُ صَغِير وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِير. That the tongue in the body size is very, very small. But in the harm that it will cause, it is very, very great. So every morning, the limbs of the body plead with the tongue. Before you leave or before you start speaking, before you leave the house. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكْ. Because we are connected to you. We can't leave you. We can't separate the tongue from the body. Let's put it one side. We are together. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَمْتَ If you are upright and you are straight, then we are going to be straight. And if you slip, we are going to slip. Now imagine we tell somebody something, we use a few harsh words, we tell somebody something. The person is not going to come to us and tell us, give me your tongue. Your tongue said this to me, let me heat it. Let me put some chilies. You know, every day children make nonsense in the madrasa, then the ustad or the apa say, put chilies in your mouth. Sometimes when the children don't listen, you give them advice one time, two time, three time, you get tired, you call them, I tell them, Mona, come here, come here. He say, no, I tell him, not your fault. I say, the fault is your ears. Come here, let me twist your ears, clean it a little bit. He say, your ears can't hear, that's why you can't behave. You can't listen to what I'm telling you. So nobody comes to you and tells you your tongue, let me punish your tongue. What's going to happen? You're going to hit you with a stick on your head. Or probably kick you on your legs or your hands. So the rest of the body is being harmed because of what the tongue is going to say. In Akhirat also, when we get Allah Ta'ala protect us, the azab, we all, everything, because of the tongue says the entire body is in azab. So such a great thing. And how much of us do we give thought towards what we speak and what we say? And generally when a person speaks ill or he does not speak correctly, it's for a few reasons. One is that out of our pride. When we think people are lower than us, when we think people are not worth anything, when we think we have an upper hand over somebody, then we'll speak to them anyhow. But we find somebody is our boss, our employer, our ustad is standing in front of us, or somebody of a great stature, then automatically we learn how to speak correctly. So in every time we come home, how we speak to our wives, how we speak to our children, how we speak to our students, how we speak to those under us. That is where we generally misuse our tongue. When we're joking in the company of our friends, when you don't have any care of who we're speaking to, what we're speaking. And today it's become a very, very common problem amongst us. That is, other than etiquette is gone out of our lives. That even the youngsters today do not know how to speak to the elders. Even the youngsters today do not know how to speak to the elders. Well, Masihullah rahmatullah alayh was very soft natured. So he used to give people advice to be soft also. So one day somebody asked him, when he was Makkah Sharif, somebody asked him, that Hazrat, you are telling us to be soft, tell us to speak softly, tell our family softly. He says, if we carry on like this, our wives will take advantage of us. Our children will sit on our heads. People in our businesses, they won't listen to us. So Hazrat turned around and said that, you know what? I didn't ask you, did I ask you not to speak the truth? He said, I said, speak nicely. Yeah, I didn't ask you not to speak the truth. Many a times when somebody does something wrong and we get angry, we don't realize that that person maybe did something wrong because they didn't understand what we wanted them to do. A student didn't understand the instruction, the wife didn't understand the instruction, the employee didn't understand the instruction. Now we're shouting the person, we're abusing, but they don't know what they did wrong. They don't know what they did wrong. Sometimes in a madrasa, I Ustad send somebody to us, you know, reprimand the child. So you ask the child, what are you here for? Sometimes many of them, they get out of it, Mona, we don't know. But many a times you tell them, but you did this wrong. You say, Mona, we didn't know that was wrong. Now you explain to the child that you did this wrong. And sometimes what happens, we reprimand the child. The child comes to us. Why you did this wrong? Or why you didn't come to madrasa? The child will tell you honestly, Mona, I was lazy today. I was lazy. Oh, I won't feel like coming to madrasa. So you tell him, because you spoke the truth, go. You see the reaction in that child, then you didn't ask the child why you didn't come to madrasa, what was your reason when you gave him ID. Or you reprimanded him. It's two different reactions. Because the child now understood, you explained to him correctly, it's a different reaction. So as I say, sometimes you come home, the wife did something, and you're upset why she did it. But you don't realize why she did it. She didn't realize, she maybe did it for your own benefit. So how you can correct, how you can speak to someone. There's three ahadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And each one on the same topic. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions that a person sometimes mentions something. And he doesn't take into realization what he mentions. So he says one narration that I recited in the beginning is that a person, because of what he said, he slips and falls into Jannah, the distance between the east and the west. In another narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentions that a person, he says something without even thinking the consequence of what he said. And because of what he said, the goodness of what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his status. And on the other hand, the consequence, the evil consequence of what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes and falls into Jahannam. In another hadith of Ibn Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that a person says something and doesn't take into consideration what he said. But the good of what he said, the effects of it, it lasts till the day of Qiyamah, which will enter him into Jannah. On the other hand, he says something, and the effects of what he said, he didn't realize of it, but the effect, bad effects of it will last till the day of Qiyamah and enter into Jannah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was once reprimanding his slave, and he didn't realize the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was behind him. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, and this language you're using, that means Siddiq and this kind of language cannot go together. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately realized his mistake, and he asked for forgiveness. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Bakr, it is lucky that you asked for forgiveness in this time. Because the qudrat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over you is more than you have over this person. If Allah had to use his qudrat over you, what would be your condition? Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha mentions once that she mentioned something about Safiya radiallahu mu'minin Safiya radiallahu anha, about her stature and about her looks. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that if you take these words and you put it into the ocean, you'll change the entire complexion of the ocean. There's an incident in Abu Dawud Sharif that comes, of the Ibrahim sallallahu mentioned in his bayan also the same incident, that there were two friends, one was a good person and one was a sinner. One was a good person and one was a sinner. And the good person is always advising his friend that don't live your life like this. Change your life. So one time, that one stage, the sinner, the person was doing, breaking the commandments of Allah, got tired. He said, leave my condition between me and my Allah. Leave my condition between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the pious, the righteous friend said, got frustrated and he said, Allah ta'ala will never forgive you. And then both of them passed away. When they came in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the sinner first. And he said, because of your hope in my forgiveness, you are forgiven. And he said, and then he spoke to the righteous person and he said, because you've given up hope, who gave you right with regards to my forgiveness, you go to Jahannam. But does not mean that we must continue breaking the commands. In the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a fool is that person who continues breaking the commandments of Allah in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So this tongue of ours is a very, very important thing. How we use it, in what manner we use it. We come here to become As our Hazrat always tells us, we come here to become complete insan. So everything is important. And this tongue is a very, very important thing in our life. How we use this tongue, how we say it, in what manner we say it, in the way we say it, to whom we say it, we all need to think how we say it. And how do we correct this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. That person who brings iman, become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say that which is honorable. Say that which is concise. Do not overspeak. The second thing that we should bring in our life is keep our tongues moist to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep our tongue moist to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Hazrat mentions a prescription that for 40 days before sleeping, take an account of what we said today. What we said. Did we say things that were necessary or unnecessary, beneficial or unbeneficial? Did we say something that harmed somebody or didn't harm somebody? And we do this for 40 days and inshallah we will be able to bring our tongue under control. And the last but not least, we hear it always. Think before you speak. Think before you speak. Whenever we were children at home, we were arguing, having an argument with our brothers. Then my mother used to come in front of us, Allah give her long life. She used to put her finger like this. She don't add. Don't add. Then we keep quiet. But, say don't add. When we start with that but, how many times problems of marriages are brought? The tongue is like a bullet. Once that bullet is out, we cannot stop it. Where it's going to hit, we just hope it doesn't make cause enough harm. How many times you hear a person throw out the gun out of anger, he shot somebody. That person is in trouble, that family is in trouble, they got now no father, or they got no brother, or they got no son, or they got no somebody. The tongue is like that. Sticks and stones break bones. The words break hearts. So it's like a bullet. Once it's out, we cannot control it. Once the harm is done, as it mentions that how many times we find a person complains that we come home, our wife don't have any feelings for us. They got no talk to one or talk to us. He said, think of all the times that we spoke to them in a bad way. Now that is what has brought the condition upon us. Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions, I remember when we used to come, we used to laugh that time. I don't know if it's still the same. Mona can correct me, you know. He used to say, Mirinda Pilau or Mitai Kilau. When the husband come in the house, make him drink Mirinda, give him. He said, one day a woman came to complain about Hazrat, about the problems in the house. He said, I gave her a simple solution. Then your husband enters, they say, wa alaikum salam, you take this paper, you put it between your teeth, you bite on it. They say, all your problems will get solved. So he said, after a few days, a little while, he asked, what happens, all the problems are solved. He said, why? Because when you put the piece of paper between the mouth and held it together, you can't speak now, finish. All the speech and kalam is over. So he says, when a person comes home, a working worldly person comes home, he rubs his eyes, he shows his family is very tired. He said, now go from here, I don't want to speak to you, and he bangs the door. And he says that a pious person comes and has got a long tasbih, and he's reading subhanallah, 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 and he walks into the house. He said, that's not the way you earn. He said, if you put your tasbih in your pocket, you come home, you make salam nicely to your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You ask them how they are, how's the day, you speak to them nicely. This is the cause of all our goodnesses in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, dear friends, of protecting this tongue, using it in a correct manner, using it in a manner that will benefit us, using in a manner that will take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever was said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of putting into practice our Hazrat's advice and nasihat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make shukr to Hazrat for telling us so many times in such kind words and such good words. He tells us because of his softness and kindness, we don't give any importance to it. But that is the manner and the way of speaking. Whatever he said, put it into practice, change our lives, make us amongst those that Allah become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now inshallah, after the program, I think it's lunch, inshallah, use your tongue in the right way, eat properly, read the du'as, everything, make sure you chew your food, don't get choked. Now we'll have another problem. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Ameen wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.